Wisconsin has a strong presence in the Winter Olympics in Italy, and that continues through to next month's Paralympic Games in sports like wheelchair curling.
The Wisconsin Historical Society says Wisconsin's first curling match ever likely happened on New Year's Eve over the Wisconsin River in 1850, and Wisconsin residents have been throwing rocks on the ice ever since.
Matt Toombs of Weston carries on that tradition as a member of the Wausau Curling Club. He joined Team USA in the 2022 Beijing Winter Games. Now he's getting ready to travel to Italy as the skip for the wheelchair curling team at the 2026 Winter Paralympics. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Appreciate it.
You started curling, I understand, about 14 years ago. Can you tell us about how you first discovered the sport and tried it out?
Well, I came across Wausau Curling Club. It was advertising for a Learn to Curl in the fall of 2012. And my wife at the time and I decided we could use a little more to do in the wintertime. So we went down and checked it out. So when I got there, a couple of people didn't know anything about curling out of a wheelchair, like, and I definitely didn't. So we just did some experimentation on how to throw a rock, and I was hooked. We actually signed up for a league that very day to play the next Monday. That was a Saturday to a Monday, and we were playing already the next week.
What was it about curling that grabbed you right away like that?
I don't know. It was just intriguing. The club was so welcoming. The members there were so welcoming, and it's like we met people that could be, you know, potential friends just by joining the thing. And I actually went home and watched some YouTube videos on wheelchair curling and got a little more insight on how to deliver a stone. So that helped. But it was also just how welcoming a club is. It was a brand new club. They just had built it. The paint was still wet when we went there. And it's just a beautiful place to play. So that's partially what got me started on the initial visit.
I understand the Wausau Club got famous pretty quick for being a welcoming community for curling. Since that time, since you first started, do you feel like there's a para curling community there, a wheelchair curling community that's more than you?
At the time, it was just me there. And for a couple of years, I did recruit a few other wheelchair curlers. There's a group in Wausau, like an adaptive sports group, that I joined, and we all came down. I talked a few of them into coming down and trying it out. And then we actually had enough for a team. I found three other wheelchair curlers, and I actually had a team for a few years during leagues.
Now, for people who have seen maybe that Olympics curling, but they haven't seen the Paralympic curling yet, what are some of the big differences in how the sport works?
In Olympic curling, they use sweepers to help guide the rock and carry it farther. In wheelchair curling, there's no sweeping. It's just however much weight in the line you put on the rock, and once you let it go, it's all on its own. So that's the major difference, really, is just there's no sweeping in wheelchair curling.
And that sounds to me like it's going to be more challenging, right? Because when that stone starts moving, nobody has any control over it. How much pressure does that put on that initial throw?
You have to be pretty precise. It's a lot of muscle memory into it and a lot of ice reading to just determine how much weight you want to put on the rock when you throw. So it can be, it's a lot of pressure because you have nobody to save you. Sweeping helps make the shot better. So it's quite a bit of pressure, actually.
Now, you're the skip for Team USA's wheelchair curling team, a team captain, basically. What role does that skip play for the team?
The skip generally throws the last two stones in the end, and it helps. They usually help set up, call the right strategy shot, and typically hold the broom. For the broom on the other end is for the throwing player to aim at and call the strategy so we get the rocks in the right spot and the score points in the end, generally.
And then that strategy is, you know, on the one hand, you're trying to get your own points, and on the other hand, you're trying to get the other team to not get points by knocking them out. How do you make the decision of, hey, this throw, we're just trying to get it to the middle. This throw, this is about some aggression here on the other team.
It depends if you want it to be this defensive. And generally, it depends, like, what the score is. Then the very first end of game, usually you play pretty clean end where you just keep hitting each other out and then get a few points or stones in the end. or in the house. But it all depends on how the stones are lying in the house or in front of the house, if you want to do hits or draw in. So it all depends on how it plays out on the shot prior.
Now tell us about the team. Is this kind of, you know, you're all-stars from around the country and you're thrown together, or have you had a lot of time to work together before you head off to the Olympics, the Paralympics?
We are a pretty new team. We have Katie, she's from Montana. Dan Rose is from Denver. Sean O'Neill's from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And Ayuna Urenchamag is from the Twin Cities, Burnsville, actually. Ayuna and I have been playing together for the last, 6 years now. But Katie, Dan, and Sean just joined. Our team was formed in December. So us five have not only been playing together since December. So it is a very new team.
We're talking about curling at this year's Paralympics coming up in Italy with Matt Toombs of Wisconsin, the skip for Team USA's wheelchair curling team. All right, Matt, you're headed to Italy. Who are the teams to beat? Who's the biggest competition for Team USA?
China is a very good adversary. They've been winning gold at Worlds and at the Paras for quite a few years now. They have a pretty solid team. Their skip is very good. Canada is always in the mix. They usually end up qualifying for the medal rounds. And usually have Sweden and Norway are really good teams. So they are a very good competition also. So it's like those five are really good competition.
You played for Team USA back in 2022 in Beijing. What is the atmosphere like at these big sporting events?
It's the venues. The Beijing venue was so huge, and the ceiling then and the bright lights. So it's really bigger than you can imagine, just a space. I like to equate it like when you play basketball for high school, your gyms are pretty small, at least mine was. And then you like go to like the Bucks, and it's so far much room behind the backboard that it seems bigger than it is. And then when you go curling, there's so much space behind where the sheets end, it seems longer than it actually is. And so it's just like the sight lines seem bigger, but the sheet of ice is still 120 feet long between the houses. So I just have to tell the new players, it's the same ice, the same, the house is the same size, everything's the same. It's just a larger area and a lot more light and people there.
And then what are you looking forward to when you head to Italy for the games later this month? What are you looking forward to in Italy apart from the games themselves?
I am actually looking forward to get some Italian, just the pasta and the food. you know, and then where we'll be staying, the mountains, we're in the mountains. So I look, from what I see from the Olympic pictures that are coming back from the teams, it's pretty beautiful. So just the scenery, get some great Italian food. And yeah, that's about it. Just seeing the northern part of Italy.
Now, when you're not training as a Paralympic athlete, you work as an accountant in the Wausau area. What's that work-life balance, especially as you get closer and closer to the event, between, you know, normal life and representing the U.S. at this event?
I am fortunate that my boss and my coworkers allow me to take time off, and they fill in for me when I'm off training and everything. They do work for me and stuff. So it's tough. We'll be gone for the next 4 weeks, basically. So I'm just very, very happy that my coworkers and my boss allow me to do this. If they wouldn't allow me, then I certainly obviously wouldn't be able to go play in the Paralympics. They're also support me 100% also, so that's also a big help.
As we wrap up, I think interest in curling tends to peak every 4 years with the Olympics. What is your advice to people who are watching it and saying, hey, that looks cool, to actually get out and try it at the Wausau Curling Club or elsewhere in the state?
I'd say sign up for any Learn to Curl or just come down to a club any night of the week during the winter. There's curling going on, and watch it and talk to somebody from the club. It's a great sport. It's you become family. The club members are great. It's a real welcoming sport. There's a lot of history to curling, a lot of like unwritten rules and that sort of thing. Right before every game, no matter where you are in the world, you always say, you shake the other team's hand and say, good curling, good game. And I say, come down and give it a try. It, everybody that comes down is a little leery because it's, you're playing on ice and they're afraid to fall. It's easy to walk on the ice. It's very minimal falling. Come down and try it out. We'd love to have you.
Matt, thanks for joining us and have a great experience when you head to Italy.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
Matt Toombs is a Wisconsin resident and the skip for Team USA's wheelchair curling squad at the 2026 Winter Paralympics. Wheelchair curling starts on March 4th.